This is 90.9 WBUR's Weekend Edition. I'm Sharon Brody. Wynn Resorts is in preliminary talks to sell its Encore Boston Harbor Casino in Everett to MGM. Work is still underway on Encore for its scheduled opening next month. Boston College professor Richard McGowan studies gambling and checks in with us now on the background and implications of a possible sale. Good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Great to be with you, Sharon.
So Wynn has spent months fighting to keep its license after it came under fire for the way that it handled sexual misconduct charges against its founder, Steve Wynn. How does that relate to a possible motivation to sell?
Well, I think, first of all, I think they were a little shocked at the size of the fine that Massachusetts put on them. The fine was $35 million. They also fined Mr. Maddox, who was the CEO, another $500,000. And then there were many other stipulations that were made on the license. So I think they're getting a little leery about the amount of regulation and the reception they're getting in Massachusetts right now.
Now, if Wynn does sell, how would that affect the opening of Encore and the thousands of jobs?
Theoretically, they're going to open June 23rd. I doubt this sale could ever take place before then. So I have a feeling that it would open as the Encore Boston Harbor, operated by the Wynn Corporation. And then if they are ever going to sell, I think they want to prove to MGM, look at the revenue that's coming in here.
Why would MGM want to buy Encore? I mean, in some ways, as you've said, you know, there's a certain appeal there, but it also could be trouble.
First of all, they're out in Springfield right now. They're not doing nearly as well as they thought they were going to. Number two, there's certainly a lot more money and prestige having this casino in the Boston area. The Encore Boston Harbor is going to be a lot more profitable casino than the MGM one that's in Springfield.
Now, again, under Massachusetts law, one company is prohibited from holding two casino licenses in the state. With MGM already owning that casino and hotel complex in Springfield that opened last summer, how would this play out?
Well, I mean, MGM would probably have to try to find a buyer for Springfield. I'd be quite blunt. I don't know who else could buy off of Wynn. The only other possible casino operator that could buy off of Wynn would be the Sands Corporation. And that owner, Sheldon Adelson, has already said he wants no parts of Massachusetts.
Where do the cities of Everett and Springfield fit in? I mean, they have some leverage or some influence based on the host community agreements, right?
Springfield must feel like secondhand rose right now. I mean, because MGM looks like they're ready to dump them immediately to embrace Everett. I would even think the city of Everett must be wondering, you know, would MGM have the financial resources to keep up the Encore Boston Harbor the way the Wynn Corporation could? And that's another interesting thing the Gaming Commission is going to have to take into account.
What role does the State Gaming Commission play here as the talks go on and if both companies do decide to go through with this transaction?
The commission has the ultimate say whether or not MGM could just drop Springfield to come to Encore now, you know, and that would, I think they'd have to prove that they do have the staying power. They'd have to prove that they have the financial resources to keep up the Encore Boston Harbor and what business model they would have to do that. And because this would be a very different operation for MGM to operate than they're normally used to.
Boston College professor Richard McGowan, thank you.
Thank you very much. Great to be with you, Sharon.
This is 90.9 WBUR.